Check out All Things Transformers with Steve Megatron, TFG1 Mike, and Optimus Solo. I can dig it.
You're listening to All Things Transformers, version 2.0.
Hello, and welcome to All Things Transformers version 2.0, episode 15. I'm your host, Steve Megatron Phillips, and joining me, as always, is...
TFG1 Mike, hello.
Hello.
How are you?
A little bit on the headache side.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I can imagine. Dealing with all this Facebook crap...
Yes, which people will be able to they'll be able to hear our information on that later on.
Yeah, next week.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. So, yes, Transformers. Still dead to me at this point. I hate to say it.
Well, unfortunately, there's not really a whole hell of a lot going on.
Until they start producing Prime Toys, like, actually, well, I mean, I know the production's already done, but until they start releasing, Optimus Prime Toys, until they start releasing Transformers Prime Toys, and until they start releasing, you know, stuff like that, stuff to go along with Prime, stuff to go along with more Generations toys... As we said last episode, there is nothing going on. And I am, at this very moment, I am so... Dark of the Moon was awesome. It was great. We had a whole discussion on it with Kevin Optimus Solo Thompson. And it was just awesome. It was a great movie. But I am so fucking sick of the campaign that they have for the DVD release. Best action movie ever. Is how they're... Now, I like using, you know, the best... the best...
Ever.
This Ever thing, but I'm sorry. Transformers Dark of the Moon, there are plenty of good action films out there. I'm not saying it's a bad movie at all. It's a great movie. But I don't think you can definitively say it is the best action movie ever. And that's what the ads, the TV spots for TF... Free Friday is that's what they're saying on the ads, and I'm like, oh, give me a fucking break. It's actually making me not even want to buy the movie, honestly. Whether I get it on iTunes or DVD, it just seeing the ads already is making me not even fucking want to buy the damn movie.
I can almost kind of see that.
And I mean, I see maybe, you know, the same TV spot saying this, you know, best action movie ever. I see it maybe two or three times a day. So, yeah, two or three times a day times 7 days, that's a lot of times to see the same ad. And I know this is for any commercial, but I mean, honestly, I'd much rather see a damn Geico commercial than the Transformers TV spots at this point.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with you, but I think we'll jump into that when we actually get into our discussion of it.
Yes.
We'll get into our rants later. Anyways, yes. So, we will be right back with the news after this.
Dinobot, maximize! You can now hear our show on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android phone, BlackBerry, or Palm phones. On demand and on the go. Don't have Stitcher? Download it for free today at Stitcher.com or in the app stores. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smart way to listen to radio.
Welcome back to All Things Transformers version 2.0. Yes, we'll start off with the news now.
Okay.
Yes. You can start off with the news.
Okay, well, you didn't tell me that. It's like, you know. apparently, one of the generation writers has passed away. Rest in peace, Earl Kress. He has, let's see. It falls to us now to report that the passing of an animation legend, Earl Kress, who wrote many, many cartoons, including the original Generation 1 Transformers, giving us such classic episodes as Desertion of the Dinobots, has passed away, age 60. His most notable credits from his long and varied career include writing on Pinky and the Brain, for which he won 2 Emmys, and writing the last ever Roadrunner theatrical short titled Little Go Beep. So yeah, very, very sad to start off the All Things Transformers news that Mr. Kress passed away.
Yes. He wrote some good episodes of stuff.
Yes, he did, actually. Very good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
It's always sad to see a good writer go.
Yep. It's always sad to see anybody go. Right, yeah. I mean, it's like, you know, I know no one lives forever, or at least not yet anyway.
Well, apparently Nicolas Cage does.
Hey.
No, I'm not joking. Somebody posted on Twitter from the UK, and I know this is off topic, but I'm going to send it to you because it's quite funny. I'm not even joking. This looks exactly like Nicolas Cage, and it's supposed to be a Civil War image. From the 1870s.
Wow, yeah, that
looks eerily like him.
Yeah,
it and
does. We have to put this in the post.
Oh, most definitely, I will. It says he claims 140-year-old photo proves Nicolas Cage is a vampire.
Yes.
So apparently, Nicolas Cage is still among us.
Yes.
As whatever his name was back then.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's one of these things that, you know, whenever you hear about it, for us specifically, because it's, you know, the main thing that we knew Mr. Kress from was G1, it's you know, it's obviously going to affect us. I know people are going to kill me for this, but the other night, I don't know why, but I had thoughts of completely redoing TFG1. I don't know. Every so often, it pops into my head to just completely redo that show. But yes, may you rest in peace, Mr. Kress.
Oh, yes.
Moving on to the next news item.
Yes, the next news item is the epic and awesome. Not really. This is going to spawn a lot of the debate in the discussion part. Tyrese Gibson predicts Bay and LaBeouf to return for Transformers 4.
Fuck you!
Let me open this start of the rant, because I'm not going to go too much into detail. And we will refer back to this later.
Yeah,
he says, my humble prediction will be that we're at 1.1 billion. This is the biggest film of my life. Now, this is Tyrese saying this. I'm on the other side of 1.7 billion in box office receipts between both films. There's been 3, jackass. I think with the success of Transformers Dark of the Moon, both Michael Bay and Shia probably want a break from the franchise, but there's no way I believe that at some point they're not going to come back to doing Transformers 4. Maybe they need a few years to get a few other creative things out of their system, which is understandable. But for people to love this franchise around the world like they do, it's damn near crazy to not give the fans what they love and enjoy again. So maybe 2 years, maybe 3 years will go by, you never know. But I believe and hope that we will be able to do another Transformers. I'm a real Transformers fan, outside of the fact that I'm in the movie. But I just hope we're able to do it again one day. It's the first film in Paramount's 99-year history that has ever grossed $1
billion. Can we move on?
Isn't this the same guy that had speculation about... If we don't move on
right at this moment, we're just going to go into the rant right now.
Well, this is the same guy that said, oh, I think Spielberg's going to direct the next film.
Yeah.
So, anyways, we'll go into the rant later. Moving on. Transformers movie 1-3 DVD set has a pre-order on, of course, on the UK websites of play.com, but it will, you know, it's going to surface here.
It'll have one on Amazon as well.
Yeah, so it's supposed to release November 28th. It's got a decent looking box set. It's white. It's got the Transformers Autobot emblem on it. It's most people have already bought the damn thing. What the hell? We don't care.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, and I don't honestly, like, I don't even know why we report on stuff like this. This is for the UK release of it. This is basically, if we would want this version or this pad, this all goes back to the whole thing of exclusive, quote-unquote, packaging, exclusive this, store that. It's like, I'm not importing something that's probably going to cost me, what, maybe $20-25 plus an additional $15-20 for fucking shipping. I'm not doing it. I just don't care. Whatever exclusives we get here in the States, that's great. As I said a second ago in the intro, at this point, I'm not even sure if I'm going to buy Dark of the Moon, let alone the damn triple pack gift set, whatever the fuck.
We're going to buy the Shamu collection.
Free Willy.
Free that Willy. Anyways, before that goes down into a rant.
Yeah, moving on.
Transformers Prime Darkness Rising DVD box art and details are out.
Oh, yes.
Yes, and this box set, I like the art.
But?
But. And we talked about this last episode.
Well, you know, I actually have to... Obviously, I can't print it because this isn't newspaper, but I have to give a retraction because... it wasn't directed at me, but Brian Ward sent out a general tweet basically saying, and maybe he heard this, I don't know if he heard this off of a forum or if he heard this from maybe a podcast, basically said, for all of those of you in doubt, yes, the Darkness Rising DVD will have bonus features. And I replied to him immediately. I said, yeah, I kind of thought that it might not, but I didn't say either way, really. So, yeah, according to Brian Ward of Shout Factory, the Darkness Rising DVD will have bonus features. So that'll be pretty cool to see what those are.
Yes.
So I might actually pick it up.
I think I will as well.
Now that I know it's going to have bonus features, I might actually pick it up when it comes out.
See, December 6th. And some of the older American Transformers shows, I like the special features.
Right.
Just because it shows something different. And especially with these newer ones, it's a lot easier for them to get special features, being that they're not going back and redoing.
Right, yeah.
Whereas they're doing it as they go, it's not that difficult. Yeah. So I'm actually kind of pumped about that.
Yeah.
So that means that bodes well for this DVD set to sell well so that we can actually get the full season set.
Yeah.
So I'm also retracting my comment from last episode. Buy it. Buy it now.
Well, you know, you mentioned about the DVD features. And even though they're out of print and they're outrageous eBay prices for the Rhino sets, regardless of the Rhino quality of the cartoons, I still say any Transformers fan, any diehard Transformers fan, should have the Rhino DVDs in their Transformers DVD collection specifically for those bonus features, because you're not going to find that interview with Buzz Dixon or Flint Dilly that's on one of those sets. You're not going to find all those archival, some of those archival commercials are on the new Shout Factory set.
But you're not going to find all those interviews. You're not going to find that David Wise interview that's on there. You know, so I mean, only owning the older sets, if you can get a hold of them fairly cheaply, which I'm not sure you can do because they're out of print, you know, is still good. But yeah, I mean, with Transformers Prime just starting out and just getting through the first season, as we go along, however many years this cartoon goes, I hope it's at least 3 or 4. You know, at least we can get features as the show progresses.
Oh yeah.
So it's very, very cool.
Yes, very, very cool. Very.
Yes, very.
Yes. The Transformers Collectors Club magazine comic story for 2012. And normally I wouldn't cover something like this.
But however, it has Flint in it.
However, yes, that is the claim to fame here. Flint Dilley will be penning part one of the 2012 comic, A Flash Forward, which will feature Runamuck and Runabout.
Awesome.
So, yeah, I mean, although I don't care about those characters, I think that it's cool that he's still involved the G1 aspect of the franchise. Oh, yeah. And I wouldn't have it any other way. So.
Oh, yeah. I've said it before. I actually hope that maybe at some point Kurtzman and Orsi will allow, or Jeff Klein or whoever, the Transformers Prime people, will ask him to come in and write an episode of Transformers Prime. I think that would be really, really awesome. I don't know if that will ever happen, but you know, anytime Flint or Buzz Dixon or any of the old Generation 1 people get back involved in the current state of any part of the Transformers franchise is always good. Well, unless you're Simon Furman. But anyway.
Well, he's not that bad, actually. I've seen worse come from IDW without him there.
He has a hard-on for Grimlock.
He may have that, but that's...
Moving on.
But the image that's bundled with that is of Ultra Magnus, and it looks eerily like a G2 comic from Marvel.
Yeah.
So
it probably is.
I liked the G2 comics, but I'm not saying they should ever revisit them.
Well, and this is, again, this is something specific. This isn't an ongoing, this isn't a new series. This is specific to the Transformers Collectors Club magazine comic thing that they put out every year for the Transformers Collector Club members. I mean, it's the same thing as like, you know, the yearly BotCon comic. So, I mean, a one-time deal of going back and revisiting the G2 Marvel comics I don't mind that at all.
No. No, I don't mind it.
So the next up is the Transformers panels at New York Comic Con are announced. Join members from... Jags? I don't know. MMO panel. Join members from Jagex Game Studio and Hasbro as they take a look at elements from the upcoming MMO game Transformers Universe on Friday, October 14th, 7:45 to 8:45 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then we're going to have the Hasbro Transformers panel. Join members of Hasbro's Transformers team as they discuss many aspects of the massive, more than meets the eye pop culture brand, including action figures, video games, television series, theme park rides, and more. That is on Saturday from 12:15 to 1:15 p.m. And then Transformers Prime, join the creative team from Hasbro Studios as they take an in-depth look at Transformers Prime, the popular CGI animated series currently airing on the Hub Television Network, on Sunday, October 16th, 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I wish I could go to New York Comic Con. I know that a couple of my friends from Twitter, Callie, the one that makes the Puggles, and Nitro Streak, another Transformers fangirl on Twitter, they are actually both going to New York Comic Con, so I hope they have fun there. But yeah, I can't wait to see the news coming from Hasbro for New York Comic Con, because again, this is New York Comic Con almost. You know, we're coming up to October almost, so this is almost the last convention of the year for news out of 2011. I mean, the next major convention, I think, is Toy Fair in January next year. So
it'll be pretty much a dull point.
Well, no, I mean...
For news, I mean, after...
Well, depending on what the news is. But, I mean, right now is a dull point for news until these dates, until, you know, October 14th to 16th. I mean, like, right now, we haven't had any real decent news in a while, but this is Hasbro's, you know, last chance of 2011 to get, you know, whatever other news that might be coming up out. Especially with having a panel specific for Prime. That's awesome. I'd love to go to that. Crickets.
Yes, I would love it.
So,
up next, the Transformers The Ride Nest AllSpark Vault.
Somebody shoot me now.
Well, I'm not against this, but I'm not for it either. It's seen in the Revenge of the Fallen film.
Yeah.
If you look at the image, it either A, looks like a Star Trek warp core.
Mm-hmm.
Or B, it looks like where Zordon resides.
Yeah, it does.
Like the Zeo power chamber.
Yep, it does.
And I'm like, oh, that's just wonderful. It's from Universal Studios Singapore version of the attraction, but the LA version is supposed to get a similar setup.
Right, yeah.
So I'd be interested to go see it once.
Yeah.
Eventually. But it looks interesting, to say the least.
Yeah. Again, not in my area, so... You know, I mean, it's like... If they were going to do, like, some sort of convention with it, or some sort of, like, opening ceremony with it, or, you know, some sort of big deal, or... whatever the 2012 BotCon location is going to be, because we still don't know that at this point. Like, if the ride was going to be featured at the convention, I would really want to go and attend, and I would think it would be cool. But if it's just opening in two separate cities that I can't even get to right now, nah.
I can see that.
So the Transformers are nominated for a Toy Hall of Fame. Hasbro has shared some news from the Washington Post via their Hasbro News Twitter account. The Hall of Fame, based in Rochester, New York, announced that the 12 finalists Tuesday. The group also includes Hasbro's Transformers, Star Wars action figures, Jenga, and the Simon Electronic Flash game. Hasbro subsidiary Wizards of the Coast makes Dungeons & Dragons and a seventh finalist. Also in the running are the Dollhouse, Pogo Stick, Puppets, Radio-Controlled Vehicles, and Mattel's Hot Wheels. Again, you know, this is great if they're going to be inducted, or that's great. You know, I know it just says that they're nominated. I don't know if that means that they're actually going to get into the Toy Hall of Fame, but I mean, any recognition is great.
Oh yeah, I'd be fine with any kind of recognition in there. That's when you know you hit mainstream. Oh wait, they've been mainstream.
Well, yeah. Ooh, I do find this very interesting. The story goes on to say, 46 toys have earned a place in the Hall of Fame. Among them are Crayola Crayons, Silly Putty, and Hasbro's Mr. Potato Head, and the Easy Bake Oven. Toys are chosen for induction based on several criteria, including icon status, longevity, and innovation. Hello, why hasn't Transformers gotten in before now?
Because it's not as important as Play-Doh.
Well, but... just going off that criteria, longevity, innovation, and what was the other one? Innovation and iconic status. Transformers have been around for almost 30 years. That's iconic. The innovation, it's a puzzle. It's a toy that transforms into two different things. So, again, why hasn't Transformers gotten in before now? But again, as I said, any recognition is good. So, yay. Transformers in the Hall of Fame.
Yay! Yes. So, we will be right back after these commercial messages, and we'll be back with the rant.
Stop stumbling over your words.
Stop fucking on your... Never mind.
Shut up. You're despicable.
All things Transformers will be back after these messages.
Stan Bush here, and I dare you to check out Radio Free Cybertron.
Yeah, This is Brian Kilby, host of Radio Free Cybertron, the original Transformers internet radio show, and one of the world's first podcasts. First online in 1999. Yes, 1999. We've been doing this for a while. We are also the official podcast of TFormers.com, and quite frankly, we're pretty awesome. So check us out, tfradio.net.
Welcome to my throne room, fugitives. The Beast Unleashed podcast is over, not gone. You can hear more of this great podcast discussing all the episodes of Beast Wars and Beast Machines on GeekCastRadio.com. We include voice actor and writer interviews with stellar hosting by Steve, Mike, and Michael. Head on over to iTunes or the net, or else I will send you my vehicles to extract your spark and destroy you. Yes.
Hey, I'm Gary.
I'm Greg.
I'm Chuck.
And I'm Justin.
Join the four of us every week on the internet's number one G.I. Joe podcast, What's on Joe Mind? That's right. It's Joe news, reviews, and special guests like you've never heard them before delivered right to your MP3 player.
Think of it as Joe Talk meets Sports Talk. And we make fun of Chuck.
Right. Hey.
We're just kidding, Chuck. Kinda.
Yeah. Sometimes Chuck makes fun of himself.
Right. Hey.
It's What's on Joe Mind. Every week on the GeekCast Radio Network, InsidePulse.com, Stitcher Smart Radio, and iTunes. Download and listen today.
Can I say something about Transformers?
No!
Emerging from the dark humor that was the Beast Unleashed podcast, Steve Megatron, TFG1 Mike, Pecan Court Michael, and the Cybertronian correspondent Optimus Solo move on to Transformers Animated with Transformation Animation Podcast. 20 episodes covering all three seasons of the cartoon, the books, and the awesome toy line. We'll also have cast and crew interviews, so get tapped with GCRN's next Transformers franchise podcast. Transformation Animation Podcast, available on iTunes and the web at www.geekcastradio.com. Get your tap on.
Decepticons, transform and rise up.
Now back to All Things Transformers.
We're going to talk about Transformers, the films, number four, rumors, and rants and raves.
The problem is that we've had three films already. Every year that a Transformers film has come out, it's been a huge summer blockbuster success, even that completely shitty one, Revenge of the Fallen. The problem is you need to have people, whoever it is, whether it's Michael Bay, whether it's Steven Spielberg, whether it's Shia LaBeouf, you need to have people step back for a time. Because what's going to happen is you start, you know, pumping out Transformers 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 every three years, it's going to oversaturate it. And I mean, I will agree that because of the movie, Transformers has gotten more of a mainstream fan following rather than just us, you know, completists or old timers as far as that we grew up with it. But at the same time, you need to have room for stuff like coming from Marvel or whatever DC's going to do, or you know, stuff like that. I cannot imagine, and I know that they would never do this, but I cannot imagine a Transformers 4 going up against The Dark Knight next year. Now, I know that Transformers 4 going up against The Dark Knight, that would be a little ridiculous, but, you know, it's, you know, whatever. It just doesn't, I don't know. It needs to take a break. It needs to go away for a while.
Oh, no, I 100% agree with you. I think that it just needs to go on a, I don't know, 10-year vacation?
I don't know about 10 years, maybe 5.
Yeah.
But it's like, seriously, like for me, people should know by now, when I go see movies during the course of a year, it's because of certain franchises. 2008, I saw Dark Knight and Iron Man. Those were pretty much the only two movies I saw in theaters. I don't go to movies to see every single movie that comes out or every movie that I like, because a lot of them I would rather just wait for DVD or wait for rental or Netflix or whatever. But I mean, look at this year. I went to see Fast Five, went to see Cars 2, I went to see Transformers Dark of the Moon, and I went to see Tron. Wait, Tron was last year. But anyway, whatever. You know, those are like four or five huge franchises. And I think that when you have a huge franchise like Transformers, yes, it's good to keep the public interested. But at the same time, you have to step back and make room for whether it's more Marvel movies, whether it's more DC movies, whether it's more, you know, other big, you know, whether it's another Bourne movie, whether it's another something. Because, again, oversaturation. You don't want to oversaturate the brand.
Oh, no, I 100% agree with you. I think what's going to happen is if they don't leave it alone for a while, people are going to get bored of it.
I mean, we've already said in not really private, but that's, you know, we've said off air that, you know, at this point in time with Transformers Prime winding the season down, not knowing when season 2 is going to come, with the movie coming out on DVD at this point, there really isn't anything for Transformers fans. I mean, yeah, Prime will probably come back in maybe 2 or 3 months, and that's great. But I mean, there isn't anything major at this point in the year, you know, September 2011. And me personally, I'm not fully stepping away from Transformers, but I do have other interests. I'm not just a Transformers fan. I've got other stuff that I love. So I'm going to start focusing more on that kind of stuff.
No, and I 100% agree. I mean, I'm pretty much to the point now where I'm just kind of, I'm not done with Transformers, but I'm ready to explore other interests.
Yep.
On the network.
I mean, you know, and I'm going to go back and I'm going to watch G1. I'm going to go, you know, just for sheer enjoyment. I'm going to go back and watch G1. I'm going to go back and watch Beast Wars and Beast Machines. I'll watch Animated again. Of course, I'm watching it again already for Transformation Animation Podcast. But I mean, you know, I'll go back and watch all the cartoons that I love from the brand. And as I said before, coming out, was it later this week or next week? Transformers Exiles, that new book, the sequel to Exodus. I'm super excited for that. But I mean, that's pretty much it until the Transformers Prime toys hit in November, December.
Yeah, I'm pumped for the toys, and that's about it at this point. That and the show.
Yeah.
And, of course, any DVD content that, you know, happens to come out. But but other than that, I'm kind of just burnt out. I mean, I'm just kind of done with regular, all these random releases, all the, you know, just the, everything's getting kind of lost in the shuffle.
Well, and it's not even that. I mean, you know, I told you off air again that, you know, I went to, like, 2 days ago, the other night was the first night I had gone over to TFW 2005 in probably 2 weeks, because I just haven't had any, like, there's just no news right now. And any news that comes out that TFW reports on it's either third-party toys, which I don't give a I like the look of certain third-party things, but right now, unfortunately, in my own personal opinion, I think third-party crap is oversaturating Transformers news at this point in time, because you have all these damn third-party companies coming out with not Insecticons, not Dinobots. We don't have those yet, but, you know, I mean, all these not things, all these, you know, it's supposed to be this, but it really isn't this. So, you know, it's like, Jesus Christ, why? And again, that's why I'm excited for New York Comic Con to see what Hasbro is going to announce for their official brands, for Generations, for Transformers Prime, for whatever other line they may bring out for Transformers. But it's like, wow. It's just time to take a step back.
Yeah, it's just time to sit back, kind of just watch and see what happens.
Yep.
And I don't know why Tyrese feels compelled every time he thinks something should happen to tweet
he's
it.
A tool.
What's that?
He's a tool.
Oh, I knew he's a tool. I think everybody knows that. He's like the second hand man to everything that goes on the web.
Yep.
And quite frankly, this is the same guy that said, oh, Spielberg's going to direct the next film. Or yeah. I think Spielberg should direct the next film. Nobody gives a fuck what you think, man. They don't care what we think.
I think it would be great if
I think Spielberg should do it.
I think he should do it, but again, it's going to come down to if it's something he like. I remember on the original to the 2007 movie DVDs, he said on the special features that he was a fan of Transformers, whereas Michael Bay is not. But Steven has to want to do it. Just like anything that just like us, if we have to want to do a podcast about something, if we don't have the passion for it, then we're not going to approach it. It's like, why are you opening, why are you trying to create all this shit? Why are you saying all these comments, dude? That is like trying to stir the pot of, oh my god, it could happen, it might happen.
My pants are full.
Yeah, really. My pants are full.
Oh, Michael Wilson line.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly. So, I guess moving on a little bit away from this, the Transformers Prime episodes that are left to come out. One of them, I think, we already talked about. It's either One Shall Fall or One Shall Rise Part 1. Yeah, I think it's One Shall Rise Part 1.
One Shall Fall was the previous one that we the last one reviewed.
Yeah, 23. Yeah, One Shall Fall, the one coming up this week on the 24th, is the last one that we talked about.
And then One Shall Rise Part 1, 2, and 3 will be coming out every week until it's done. It'll be coming out October 1st, October 8th, and October 16th. And then Season 1 is done.
Yep.
And I personally cannot wait for this epic conclusion to this season. I don't think I've been this excited about a series conclusion or a season conclusion since Beast Wars.
Yeah. I mean, it's a solid first season that they've done.
Oh, yeah. And they're doing a crazy, a slam dunk job on everything they've done so far.
Yep.
Like, there's no other compliments I can really say. I mean, they've just hit it out of the park for this series. And that just goes to show you that Ortsy and Kurtzman were not the issues with Transformers, the film franchise.
Yeah, exactly.
it was with their magical director who pulls flowers out of his ass.
Yes.
And calls them gems.
Oh my god, yeah. So...
But yeah, I think that about wraps it up.
Yeah, that's pretty much it for now. I mean, we will still be doing, not to really steal your thunder, but we will still be doing the final three-parter. We will how do you want to do that? Do you want to do it each week, or do you want to do it...
I'm thinking because it's a three-parter, and just so everybody knows this, because one, I might be on vacation one of those weeks, I'm thinking what's going to happen is I'm going to push it until after the third episode.
And just do it all
at once. Just do them all at once, because it's better to get it in a one-shot for a three-parter. That's like, fun. If it's a two-parter, yeah, I can see doing one half one week, one half the other week. But a three-parter, it's so epic, you've got to talk about it all at once.
I agree.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's just you know, I personally cannot wait for that. I'm really interested to see what happens. So, anything else you're looking forward to in Transformers or whatever this week?
Like I said before, Exiles is coming out. I'm looking forward to reading that because I want to know what else is going to happen in that part of the universe. Because I really love Transformers Exodus. I thought, you know, there are certain parts of the book that I didn't really care for, but overall, it was something that I could read, you know, over and over again. You know, I can read that book maybe once a year, and I'll still love it. So I can't wait to see what they do with Exiles. That's pretty much it for now until the final three-parter for Prime.
Myself, personally, I cannot wait for the details from New York Comic Con on the Transformers Universe MMO.
Yeah.
Although I do know that MMOs typically end up pay-to-play.
Yeah.
But usually a year after that, they end up free.
Like Star Trek.
Yes, Star Trek and the DC Universe Online.
Yep.
is going free to play. And I mean, of course, if you want special upgrades or more custom crap, you can pay for a subscription. Yeah. But, I mean, shoot, I'd be happy just to play it. So I think I'm going to download both of those and try them out when the time comes. Which has nothing to do with Transformers, but it has to do with MMOs. But yeah, I'm just interested to hear what they're going to do with the Transformers one, because it would be cool to be able to play characters from all different franchises.
Oh yeah, that'd be very, very cool. As we speak right at this moment, it's all Optibotomus' fault. He did a video review of the Xbox version of War for Cybertron, and just seeing him do that is actually making me want to reinstall the game on my computer and play War for Cybertron again. So
I actually have that still installed on my computer. I just don't play it often.
That's the thing. Once you install something, you play it for a while, and then you stop playing it. I have to reinstall it because shit happened with my computer. But yeah, I'm really looking forward to, you know, giving War for Cybertron another try. Hopefully I can beat that, you know, Dragonzord-looking Trypticon bastard.
Oh, yeah. I beat it. But there's also a cheat site that you can download stuff for.
Yes, yes, yes. We know.
And I use the cop-out method if I can't figure something out after enough time, so...
War for Cybertron really isn't something you have... Like, sometimes I had to figure out where to fly when I was flying, but generally, it wasn't anything I had to figure out. It was basically just follow the people and go to wherever they are, and then, of course, just blow shit up. But...
You can never go wrong blowing shit up.
That's right. Button mashers for the win!
Yes!
Okay, so yeah.
Yes, so I think that about does it, and so we don't go into a massive train wreck. Thank you for joining us here on All Things Transformers version 2.0. If you'd like to leave us feedback on the show, there are many ways to do this. First, you can visit the website, geekcastradio.com, where you can comment on the episode post on the website. Second, you can rate our show and leave us feedback in iTunes. Please do this. No, I'm not going to make fun of the listeners this time. Or if you want to leave comments to be part of a future show, call the voicemail line 502-526-5821. Please remember to tell us the name of the show you're leaving the message for, or your name, and you can leave any kind of feedback, any kind of questions, comments, whatever. We like it all. You can follow us on Twitter at PredaconEmpire. .com. I'm so used to saying .com. At PredaconEmpire. So, how can you be reached on your Twitter?
At TFG1Mike.
And I am SCP21. So until the next episode, when we either A, decide to do one on a specific topic, which more than likely won't happen with all the other plethora of things coming out, so you better check out the damn website. We will be back after Transformers Prime ends to discuss the last three episodes and the season roundup. not in too much detail because eventually this will become a show, but we'll have forgotten most of it by the time that launches. Anyways, for now, I'm Steve Megatron Phillips, and
I am TFG and Mike.
Saying piss off until next time.
Excellent. Yes.
Steve sucks at outros, Megatron.
Ain't that the damn truth, asshat?
Yes.